sir. My name is Louis Delores. I'm the acting board chair for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Can you state your name?
Enrique Ortega Feliz.
What's your last name again, sir?
Enrique Ortega Feliz.
That's mine. I mean, it was the one we got at the last minute. And I said I would do it. No, she wanted to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
It's all right. No big deal.
Okay, 1 second. So the next voice you will hear is our acting appointee, our panel lead, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Thank you, sir.
She's here. Okay. Okay, Mr. Ortega Febres, could you please restate your full name and your ADC number?
Okay, my name is Enrique Ortega Febres, 080736.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a parole hearing, and this is for parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge are the two things you'll be heard for today.
Okay.
And you became eligible for this on September 17th of 2015 was your first parole eligibility. Actually, this may be parole to a detainer because it appears that you may be... Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
No.
Okay. Let me look. You may have a detainer. I'm trying to find...
Yes, I do.
You have a detainer?
Yes.
And which country are you a citizen, sir?
Cuba.
Oh, you're a Cuban citizen. Okay. So there may be... I don't know if I could just find... It's not clear whether this is parole to a detainer or... No, there's a future sentence. So this will be a consecutive sentence. So. Okay. And I'd just like to go over some basic information, sir. And if you hear me say something wrong, I'll ask you to correct me. Okay?
Okay.
So it looks like you're... at this point, are you 58 years old? You're 58?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're serving life, 25 years to life, for the crime of murder in the first degree. And it looks like you have a 21-year consecutive then sentence for armed robbery, is that right?
Yes.
And then a consecutive 15-year for burglary.
Yes.
And also a sentence after that, a 7-year for promoting prison contraband?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And the initial crime, it looks like, occurred on October 26, 1988?
Yes.
And were you 29, about 29, 28?
Yes.
Around that age?
28.
28? Okay.
Yes.
And you were convicted in a jury trial? February 6th, 1990, and then sentenced on April 5th, 1990. Okay.
Yes.
And it appears you did not appeal. Have you ever appealed your conviction, sir?
No.
No appeal? Okay. All right. And I have looked a little bit at your record. It looks like you... you have a couple of other crimes in your past. It looks like it was an armed robbery, possibly, in California in 1982?
Yes.
Okay, and did you do prison time or get probation for that? Or?
I did prison time for 3 years.
So how many years, sir?
I think 3 years.
About 3 years.
I was 81 and... And I got all I can aid for, I just did about like 3 years.
Okay, in California?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And you may have had some prior crime in Cuba. Did you do some time in Cuba as well?
Yes.
Okay, and that was
for
theft? Okay. All right, sir. And you've been before this board before, it appears, so we've met before.
Yes.
And let's see. I've looked at your prison discipline history, sir, and it looks like you've had 14 majors.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a few in 2016, and they appear to be drug-related. So have you continued to use drugs while you were in prison?
No, I'm not. No. I just have a problem with my liver, and then I have to stop doing all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So you quit using drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, the drugs are very hard on your body. Very, very hard on your body. But it looks like, were you using in 2016?
Yes.
Okay, so but after that you quit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, showing that the report is showing that you had a had another charge for positive or refusal to submit in December. This passed just a little less than a month ago, but it's been dismissed. So what happened there? Why did you end up getting...
Okay, and it was that they told me that I had to go to a visitation to do it at UA.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lockdown time, and by the time I get it ready, the officer didn't let me get out. So when they opened the yard, I went over there, but for some reason they canceled that, the UA, and say they're going to do it next week.
Okay.
And then the officer gave me a ticket, and he's saying because I refused a direct order, I didn't go, and when he asked me, I didn't go. But then it was no for refusal or anything like that.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking 3 or 4 days later, I was at work, and they go over there, and I give the UA.
Okay. So it was just that one in December was just a mix-up. That was just a mistake.
And then they dismissed that because the officer that was doing the UA, he said that he gave me 2 ounces of water or whatever. But, and it was true because I never showed.
Okay. Okay.
I guess it was a lie, and they dismissed it.
Yeah, they just messed up. Sometimes they do. They just, there's too much going on, especially if there was a lockdown.
Yes.
There might have been just too much confusion. Okay, sir. So I know this is a parole to a consecutive sentence, but if the board was going to parole you at some point, where would you go? What would your plan be? Do you have family here, or?
Yes, I got a family, but all of us stay like in California. I have my sister and my nieces, and then I have my sons in Utah, and some grandson, and then I have my mom's sister in Florida, and my cousin, and all this.
Okay, so you have quite a large family here then in the U.S.
Yes.
Okay, how old are your sons?
40.
Oh, so they're adults, okay. And you said you have grandkids?
Yes.
And do you stay in touch with your sons, or?
Yes, I just call them, they write me, everybody doing that.
Oh, good, okay, so you have a good relationship with your family then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, why don't you tell us what happened the day of the crime? So we have a written summary of what happened, but we'd always like to hear from you. What happened? What was going on in your life, and how did you come to commit this crime, sir?
Okay, so I was doing a drug at that time, so I had, I was very strong doing drugs, and that day I was real high on cocaine, and I was with some friend, and they say, let's go and rob this place. So then in the way to the place, they quit and said, no, we're going back, and I just keep going, and I went in there, and I did it myself.
What did you do? What did you do?
Well, I just went over there and I asked the lady for the kid, and then she said no. And I get pissed off and I grab her and I push it, and she got hurt by a pole that was in the, in, inside the place, and I guess I see she pushed the button for the alarm or something, and then I hit her with the knife, and they said.
Okay, so sir, that's a really violent, you know, to do that to someone. How could you be so violent? I don't really see a lot of violence in your prison history. What made you be such a violent person?
It's because the drug is maybe doing that. I was high. I don't know what I was doing. Okay. I just know that I just want something from the person, and she don't want to give it to me, and I just get mad and hit it.
Okay. So you're not normally a violent person? I mean, you don't.
No, I don't.
You don't seem like it. Just meeting you, you don't seem like you are. But and looking at your
life. I have a couple incidents, but you know, it's and here is different. Here it is. To defend myself, or I'm gonna get hurt, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
But I'm not the kind of person that I have that kind of violence or stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Your record shows that. Okay. What else was I gonna ask you? And then I've totally forgotten. So, Mr. Ortega-Febles, what other, did you use other drugs besides cocaine? Have you used other drugs?
Well, I used it heroin one time.
Only once? Okay.
And I smoked marijuana sometime, but it was way long time.
Okay, so the heroin was a long time. You didn't like heroin, or?
No, I just... I didn't even drink it. I just drink sometime, and I didn't even like that either.
Didn't like that too much either. Okay.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Ortega-Febles? Okay, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, if you'd like to. Is there anything else that you have thought of while you're talking that might be something the board should know?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm tired of being here, and I change a lot. I just be in this place in here because I don't want to get involved in anything else, getting related or anything else, and I'm done with all that. I'm different, and I just want another chance.
So, Mr. Ortega-Febles, let me ask you one other thing. Have you... you say you don't want to be involved in the gang things. Have you done anything to distance yourself, to... Have you been able to do anything like that?
Well, okay. I've been working for a long time. I just go on working in the morning, and I just come home and, you know, do what I gotta do, write a letter or make a phone call to my people, and I stay out everything.
So you're staying away from all that politics there. Have you done anything formally with stepping down, or?
No, I just say I'm done.
You just avoid.
I just want everybody to leave me alone, and I want to go my own time, and I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to get involved in nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
Everything.
Fair enough. And it looks like you've taken a couple of programs, substance abuse programs.
Yes, I did, and I'm still going. And I go every day, but I go like twice a week or sometime on the weekend.
And what do you go to? What classes?
NA.
You go to NA? Okay, that's very good. That can be very helpful. So, okay, sir. Mr. Ortega-Febles, we're coming up to the end of your hearing then, and the board is going to go into discussion. So we just do our discussion in public, so we just ask you to stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Ortega Febles has got quite a long string of sentences here. He was an adult by the time he committed this crime and had done previous prison time in Cuba and in California. His crime was particularly violent, although I believe his explanation that he was on cocaine at the time, and he really has not a violent history in the department, despite some of his political activities that are documented and probably occurred in the past. He is attending NA, to his credit, because I think that's a good thing for him. He says he's quit using drugs because his own body his body's starting to react in a bad way. He said his liver is bad. at this point, he does have a long string of sentences. I could see paroling him to another sentence. He's still got a 21-year, a consecutive 15-year, and then a consecutive 7-year after that. And as a way of encouragement to maintain good behavior and continued abstinence from drugs, I could consider paroling him to a consecutive sentence. But I would like to hear from my fellow board members on that.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I think in practical terms, considering that he's hit 30 years for his murder one sentence, I'm certainly not looking past the victim or the violence of the crime, but he's got quite a bit to go, and I think we could, as you stated, encourage him by passing him to the next consecutive sentence.
Mr. Neal?
I agree.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make a motion then, and my motion will be that we grant the 412B to his consecutive sentence, and we deny absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Kanyanis. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And release type granted is 412B. Release type denied is absolute discharge. And for 412B, the conditions are continue to abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming, and refrain from disciplinary actions. So Mr. Ortega Femmes, the board has voted, as a way of encouraging, we want to encourage you, sir, the board has voted to pass you to your next sentence, sir. So you would start serving the next sentence, which is the armed robbery, sir. And we want to encourage you. I'm glad that you're not using drugs anymore. They're very, very hard on your body, and you know that. Your body's telling you to knock it off. So please take that seriously. Remain drug-free. Involve yourself in whatever programming. Maybe you can be a mentor to some of the younger inmates on the yard.
I do that. I teach Spanish.
That's excellent when you can do that, when you can help other people. So we want to encourage you, sir. We wish you the best, and you'll at some point become eligible again for parole, sir, and come back before this board, sir. So please continue with the good behavior, and we appreciate. Thank you for being so respectful in today's hearing. And we thank you very much, sir. And your hearing's over.
Thank you.
Would you let the CO3 know that you're done? Just lay the phone down. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.